It's Tuesday of the fourth week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. Our Roman station today is San Lorenzo in Damaso, another of Rome's churches dedicated to St. Lawrence. However, the collect church was Santa Maria Domine Rose, once on the site of Santa Caterina de Funari, a church that was long closed, but I have heard recently that it is reopened. I'm looking forward to seeing it. This basilica, San Lorenzo in Damaso, stands on what may have been the barracks of the famous Greens faction of people who followed the gladiator schools, and perhaps also near the house of Pope Damasus, who died in 384. He's famous for urging St. Jerome to translate scripture. Damasus built the first church here in the 4th century near the theater of Pompey and founded a great public library. He was devoted to the martyrs and composed elegant metrical inscriptions recognizable by their distinctive script. One inscription here says that he built this structure for the archives of the Roman church, flanked it with porticos, and gave it his name. The church was rebuilt many times, yet it long remained tied to Rome, the Roman church's chancery. This is where the great tribunals are. In the late 15th century, Cardinal Riario, the Camerlengo, built the great palace that surrounds the church, reusing stone from the ruined theater of Pompey, famed as the site of Julius Caesar's assassination. Within the palace surrounding San Damaso are the major tribunals of the church, including the Rota, the Signatura, and the Apostolic Penitentiary. Bramante assisted in the rebuilding of the place. The church also contains work by Bernini and Pietro da Cortona, and near the entrance is a copy of the statue of Hippolytus, carved with a Greek calendar and a list of works important for liturgical history. From Calvary and the Mass by Fulton Sheen. God grant that when life is over and the earth is vanishing like a dream of one awakening, when eternity is flooding our souls with its splendors, we may with humble and triumphant faith re-echo the last word of Christ, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And so the Mass of Christ ends. The Confiteor was his prayer to the Father for the forgiveness of our sins. The Offertory was the presentation on the paten of the cross of small hosts of the thief and ourselves. The Sanctus was his commending ourselves to Mary, the Queen of Saints. The Consecration was the separation of his body from his blood and the seeming separation of divinity and humanity. The Communion was his thirst for the souls of men. The Ite Missa Est was the finishing of the work of salvation. The last Gospel was the return to the Father whence he came. And now that the Mass is over, and he has commended his spirit to the Father, he prepares to give back his body to his blessed Mother at the foot of the cross. Thus once again will the end be the beginning, for at the beginning of his earthly life he was nestled on her lap in Bethlehem, and now in Calvary he will take his place there once again. Earth had been cruel to him. His feet wandered after lost sheep, and we dug them with steel. His hands stretched out the bread of everlasting life, and we fastened them with nails. His lips spoke the truth, and we sealed them with dust. He came to give us life, and we took away his. But that was our fatal mistake. We really did not take it away. We only tried to take it away. He laid it down of himself. Nowhere do the evangelists say that he died. They say he gave up the ghost. It was a willing, self-determined relinquishment of his life. The collect for today in the Usus Antiquior. Let us pray. May the sacred practice of fasting, we beseech you, O Lord, win for us increased holiness of life and the continuing help of your mercy. Oremus. Sacre nobis quaesumus Domine, observationis iunia, et pie conversationis augmentum, et tue propitiationis continuum prestent auxilium. Per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.